Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. This year is the 50th anniversary of 1968, a seminal year in American history, a time of deep division and radical changes. The Washington Post is looking back at those tumultuous times, so this week on Retropod, you'll hear stories of moments, big and small, that defined 1968 in ways that still resonate today. We've already told you the story of one of 1968's most shattering episodes, Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. If you haven't listened to it, you can find it in your podcast app. Today, we're revisiting January 13th, 1968, the day when residents of Folsom State Prison, murderers, rapists, drug dealers, filed into the cafeteria for a special event. And then he appeared.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
In a year of extraordinary, chaotic moments, this was a hopeful one. A beat-up country music star recording an album live at a troubled maximum security prison in California. That album would save his career and bring national attention to the issue of prison reform. And it began with a song about the prison blues.
Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay.
When Johnny Cash arrived at Folsom State Prison, his career was on the rocks. He'd had disputes with his record company, an addiction to various pills, troubles in love. But he'd played the prison before, in 1966, at the urging of his preacher, the Reverend Floyd Gresson. This time he was back in the hopes of reviving his career. He was convinced the Folsom show held the key to his future. On the day of the show, things were tense at the prison. A guard had recently been taken hostage. Armed guards patrolled ramps above the audience. Cash took the stage wearing a black suit, a white dress shirt, and his usual grave expression. The men of Folsom Prison roared. Cash performed songs that spoke directly to the prisoners, with titles like Dark as a Dungeon, I Still Miss Someone, Green, Green Grass of Home.
Like cherries, it's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
He saw himself in the men's eyes staring back at him. He knew his life could have gone a different way, as he told 60 Minutes in 1982.
May I say that I've never been convicted of a felony. I did gain a certain notoriety back in the early 60s for about 7 years, actually, when I'd find myself in a county or city jail.
Like a drunk case kind of thing.
Right. I needed to be in jail at the time, yeah.
The concert went on for 2 hours. The full performance was released as an album, and it was a wild success, a fact that surprised everyone except Cash. That one single album pulled him out of financial ruin, reviving not just his career, but his life. The performance also launched Cash on a mission of prison reform. He kept on performing at prisons and became increasingly outspoken, particularly against putting young first-time offenders into places like Folsom with hardened criminals. He spent years speaking out for prison reform before eventually becoming disillusioned, turning to less controversial causes. But he had already single-handedly brought the issue to the public consciousness. Cash finished his performance at Folsom Prison with a song called Greystone Chapel. The song had been handed to him the day before by his preacher, who got it from a Folsom inmate named Glenn Shirley, who passed the time on his armed robbery sentence by writing songs. Cash stayed up late the night before the show rehearsing the song.
Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free.
I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. To read and hear more about the extraordinary events of 1968, go to washingtonpost.com/1968. Special thanks to Allison Stewart, who reported this story for the Washington Post. And for more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.